Article 11.07. Procedure after conviction, without death penalty. Article 11.07 of the Texas Code of Criminal Procedure outlines the procedures for filing a writ of habeas corpus in a felony case where the death penalty was not imposed. Key points. Purpose. Establishes the process for challenging a felony conviction through a writ of habeas corpus. Scope. Applies to cases where the death penalty was not imposed. Timeliness. Specifies when and where the writ must be filed. Procedure. Outlines the steps involved in the habeas corpus process, including the state's response, potential hearings, and the role of the convicting court. General overview of the habeas corpus process. A writ of habeas corpus is a legal action used to challenge the legality of one's detention. In the context of criminal cases, it's a post-conviction remedy that allows a convicted person to argue that their imprisonment is unlawful. Common grounds for a habeas corpus petition include ineffective assistance of counsel, denial of fundamental constitutional rights, newly discovered evidence, prosecutorial misconduct, incorrect application of the law. Important note, the process for filing a habeas corpus petition can be complex, and the specific requirements and deadlines may vary depending on the circumstances of the case. It's crucial to consult with an ex-offense attorney for guidance. Filing a habeas corpus petition under Article 11.07. Disclaimer. While I can provide general information, it's crucial to consult with an attorney for advice specific to your case. Basic filing process. 1. Determine the correct court. Before conviction, the writ is returnable to the county where the offense occurred. After conviction, the writ is returnable to the Court of Criminal Appeals in Austin, Texas. 2. Prepare the petition. Clearly state the grounds for relief. Include supporting evidence, affidavits, documents, etc. Adhere to the specific formatting requirements of the court. 3. File the petition. Submit the original and copies of the petition to the appropriate court clerk. Pay any required filing fees. Subsequent steps. State's response. The state has 15 days to respond to the petition. Court's determination. The court will decide if there are factual issues to be resolved. Potential hearing. If necessary, a hearing may be held to address disputed facts. Court's decision. The court will issue a written decision. Additional considerations. Time limits. There are specific time limits for filing a habeas corpus petition. Complexities. The habeas corpus process can be complex and requires careful attention to detail. Legal assistance. It's strongly recommended to seek legal counsel to navigate the process effectively. Helpful resources. Texas statutes. Link to statutes.capital.texas.gov. Texas Judicial Branch. Link to www.txcourts.gov. Texas Rules of Appellate Procedure Rule 68. Discretionary review. Understanding Rule 68. Rule 68 of the Texas Rules of Appellate Procedure governs the process for seeking discretionary review of a Court of Appeals decision by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Discretionary review means that the Court of Criminal Appeals has the option to grant or deny review of a case. Unlike mandatory appeals, where the higher court must hear the case, discretionary review allows the court to select the cases it will consider. Key points of Rule 68.